Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:33-35. Oh, beloved, it's our joy and privilege to come to you again today to share God's Word with you. And we invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and follow along with us as we study the Word of God. First of all, I'd invite you to go to the book of Revelation, chapter 1. Revelation is the last book of the Bible. It's the last book in the New Testament. And so every one of you that have a Bible or a New Testament can look this passage of Scripture up and can read along with me. We're talking about the importance of God's Word and how important God's Word is. Remember, it's the most important piece of literature that's ever been written, because it was written many years ago. It was written by... Well, there were men that God used to write it. It was written under the Holy Spirit of God, His leadership, but God used some 40 different individuals to write the book, the different books of the Bible. Some 40 different men wrote the 66 books that we have recorded in the Word of God. And these men of God were moved by the Holy Spirit of God, were inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. That's why the first book agrees with the last book. That's why there's unity throughout the Word of God. And wherever you think you've found a contradiction, it has to do with your understanding. It doesn't have to do with a contradiction in the Word of God. There are no contradictions in God's Word, because God's Word is true and God's Word is accurate. And any seeming contradiction has to do with man's thinking, not with the truth of God's Word. Now, God's Word... God magnifies His Word above His name. He said, heaven and earth's going to pass away, but my Word will never pass away. And it's the Word of God that the Holy Spirit of God uses to draw people to Jesus Christ as Savior. That's what we saw in our last broadcast, that God's Word brings people to Jesus as Savior. And we read Ephesians 1:13 and 1 Peter 1:23. Romans 1:16, all of these scriptures talk about the gospel, the good news, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and our accepting the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior. And then today I want you to consider how that God's Word brings blessing on those who read, hear, and obey it. That's why I'm encouraging you to read the Bible through this year. In 2008, to read the Word of God all the way through, beloved, this year. You can read, if you'll read 4 chapters a day, you'll read the entire Bible through in 1 year's time. That's why you can start reading it today. You can begin today reading the Scriptures, and you will read the entire Word of God through in 1 year's time. Those of you who have written for our Bible reading guides, you can begin the day that you receive that Bible reading guide. It's divided up by months. You can get the month and the day, and you begin reading it. And if you will read, continue to read it in 1 year's time, by this time next year, you will have read the entire Bible through. So let me encourage you to get into the Word of God, because it brings blessing on those who read, hear, and obey it. Notice what the writer of John, the Apostle John, writes here under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God in Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. The book of Revelation is a marvelous book that foretells the future and gives us much information regarding the present as well as the future. It is a book that looks back and that goes forward. And, beloved, it's a book of prophecy that foretells what's in store for this world in the days that are to come. And it is wonderful that the Holy Spirit of God has given us the Word of God so we can not only know the past and the present and how God wants us to live now, but we can know the future and what's in store in the future. That's why there's blessing that comes from reading the Word of God. Over in the Old Testament, in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah was one of the minor prophets. You go to the middle of the Bible, and there you find the book of Psalms. Afterwards, some short little books, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Then you come to the book of Isaiah, and then Jeremiah. And the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15 and verse 16, Jeremiah wrote these words, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them." That is, he accepted them, he received them, he believed in them, just like you would accept food and take it and eat of it. "And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Reading God's Word brings rich blessing upon the life of the individual that will read it and will meditate upon it and hide it in his heart. Again, if you go to the New Testament with me, the Gospel of Luke, the third book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Luke chapter 11 and verse 28. Notice what we're told here in Luke 11, 28. "But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. There's rich blessing, beloved, rich blessing that comes from reading God's word and obeying God's word. Excuse me. And I'd like for you to get your Bible or New Testament. And this next reference I'm going to give you is also in the New Testament. Go to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. Then in front of it are some short books, and just after the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews is a longer book, and at the end of Hebrews you come to the book of James, J-A-M-E-S. The book of James, written by the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ, the physical, natural brother, that is, in the family. James was born in the family that Christ was born through, and that is James. And in James chapter 1 and verse 22 through 25, we read some wonderful passages of Scripture concerning the importance of reading and obeying God's Word. James chapter 1 and verse 22. There we read, "But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." That is, if you hear the truth of God's Word, as you're hearing me speak to you today, you're hearing the truth of God's Word. But if you do not obey it, and do what the Word of God tells you to do, then you're deceived, and you're hurting yourself. Verse 23, "For if any be a hearer of the Word, and not a doer, one who does not practice what he hears, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass." That is, an individual who looks at a mirror, where you see a reflection of your image. Verse 24, "For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." That is, as you looked into the mirror, and you saw some smudge or some dirt on your face, but somebody called you, you got distracted, you turned away, you forgot about it, and you left the smudge of dirt on your face. So he says the individual who hears God's word and doesn't obey it is like that, for the Word of God reveals to us things in our lives that need attention, sin that needs to be confessed and gotten rid of. Verse 24, "For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." Verse 25, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty," and he's speaking about the Word of God. The Word of God teaches and shows the law of liberty. That is how we can walk in victory over sin, and how we can be delivered from the bondage and the control and the dominion of sin in our lives. "It is the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Oh, listen, beloved, there's a blessing that comes from heeding God's word, from obeying it, and from acting upon it. There's rich blessing that comes into the life of the individual who will do exactly that. Now, how does God's word enrich your life? How does God's word bless your life? Well, turn with me to the book of Romans again, and I'll show you how that God's word will be a blessing and a help to you in your walk and in your living. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. It's the sixth book in the New Testament, the book of Romans, chapter 10. And if you will notice with me, verse 17, Romans 10, 17. "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You see, beloved, by hearing a radio broadcast and the truth of God's word, for that's what we teach you through this radio broadcast, we teach you the words of God. And by hearing God's word and obeying God's word, your life will be blessed, your life will be enriched, and you will find fulfillment and meaning in life through hearing and obeying the words of the living God. And so faith cometh by hearing. Your faith will be strengthened. Your faith will be enriched. Your faith will be built up. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so as you read God's Word for yourself, the Holy Spirit, whom we've talked about before in John chapter 14, He will be your teacher if you're a child of God. He will open up and unlock the truths of God's Word to you. He will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the truth. Until next time.